The state kicks in about a dime for every meal served as part of the federal school breakfast program, which aims to make sure kids from poor families get the nutrition they need. Governor Jim Doyle and Senate Democrats want to boost the state's share of the program by a nickel per meal, which would cost an extra $3 million over a couple years. Assembly Republicans took the extra money out of their budget. John Janowski is with the Milwaukee-based Hunger Task Force, which is pushing for the money. He says his group is all for parents feeding their kids breakfast at home.
But the fact is that there are so many kids that are falling through the cracks all over the state, not just in the Milwaukee area, but in rural areas and in other parts of the state, that need adequate nutrition and they are not adequately prepared to learn.
Participation in Wisconsin's school breakfast program shot up about 14% last year, but the state is still at the bottom of the pack nationally. The Washington-based Food Research and Action Center says less than 30% of Wisconsin's school kids got student breakfast last year, compared to nearly 60% of students in states like West Virginia and New Mexico.
The fact that Wisconsin is that far behind means that we have a long way to go to catch up. But there are a lot of other states that have recognized the value of the program.
This is the second budget in a row the governor has proposed increasing the state's school breakfast reimbursement. GOP lawmakers got rid of the extra money last time around. There are other ways for districts to pay for school breakfast. For example, more than 60 Milwaukee schools receive extra federal funds because they got nearly all of their students to return school meal applications. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.